White noise. Greetings, dear ones. Humans are moving so incredibly fast now. Know that we see what's taking place and understand the fear. Breathe, dear ones. There's another part of this process that you're starting to see, full of hope and excitement. We'll share that with you this day and clarify the energy around the process that is taking place. You see, the Earth herself has much more than a hand in all of this than you may have understood. Even in the midst of chaos and fear, you'll start to see a huge rise in the human heart. This energy of love has spread and it's starting to pervade the planet. All of you are now getting ready to go through an entirely different stage of this process. Waves of grief. Humans are starting to see waves of grief. It is simply that you are grieving the way things used to be. And even though you'll be working hard to try and return to exactly those same places, the world has changed. It's no longer the same. It's already shifted, and now there's a new rhythm on planet Earth. Know that with these new rhythms also come new opportunities to spread light in a variety of different ways. The rhythms bring opportunities to see yourself and your place in the universe, which is beautiful. Remember, it all takes from time to time is one little act of kindness for the human heart to rise and see it in others. The heart is activated much the same way a smile is automatically spreads as it passed on from one person to the other. The key. Small acts of kindness exemplify the collective human heart. When the human heart rises in this way and you come together in love in any way, not fear, then the magic takes place in so many ways. You're starting to see that in a variety of different places, such as the applause of the first responders that was taking place in the streets and taking care of other people. That didn't happen even a short time ago. But now you're seeing new openings take place. People are just trying to be kind. That is the rising of the collective human heart, which can ultimately bring everyone back together in a different way. It is the return of harmony that you haven't had on Earth in a very long time. We ask that you resist pointing fingers or politicizing the problem at this point, which can only cause challenges around grounding the new light. You'll have plenty of time to decide about those things down the road when things are clear. The most important part right now is to know that you're all in this together, and that is the only way out, together. Many things are starting to come to your awareness as the planet has changed and shifted. You're in a position to take advantage of that, much more than you ever understood. It's a new time, a new energy, and a new rhythm. The light from home can be seen much more easily now. And we tell you, dear ones, in a fairly short time, you'll experience the collective of grief. There are several stages of that process that all of you will go through, both as an individual and as a collective. Several stages of the grief process are simply about taking back your power. One of the first is about being angry. Why? Because anger can actually help you return to your power. In that way, the humans have dealt with grief on planet Earth because they know very little about the process. Well, you'll soon see a collective wave of grief hit planet Earth, and what you do with it is up to you. First, don't take anything too seriously. These are only momentary reactions, and you'll see the anger play out. People feel as if their power has been taken away to some extent. They will act out to regain their power, to again feel a sense of confidence in a place in the world that they once held. Although you'll see that taking place in different ways, we hope you hold on to the truth as you simply showed up. Many of you came in with a specific intent of being here on this planet at this very moment. So when people start to awaken in the energies of the new realm, you would be there to actively aid in the process. It's happening more often and much easier now than you might think. The new connections are starting. And in many ways, it's a beautiful time to be on planet Earth. Your place has been reserved. Your seat has had your name on it and has been there for a very long time. We're so happy that you answered the call and jumped into your position when you're needed now on Earth more than you could possibly know. You'll recognize those openings and possibilities as you've seen your own reflection in a new way. It's the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another at every opportunity, and play this new game in this new realm. Laspavo, thank you for taking your power. Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. This day I bring you an overview of what is taking place on a larger scale. First, know that many aspects of planet Earth are doing rather well. You've had a reset of energy that changed your entire way of living for a short time to eradicate this pandemic. However, there are some very interesting things that you should be aware of. First, if you look at what is happening from the Earth's perspective, it's a total reset and clearing. The Earth has been able to reset her vibrations, which has happened at a very important part for her. Do not lose sight of that. Second, the energy has shifted during your time of stillness, when you start to come back into what you call reality and to begin to create again. It will be in a new realm. Everything will be anew. Yes, many people will try to reclaim their same lives, returning to their old work and their old place. Although it may be temporary, have the appearance of working, for the most part, everyone will make rather drastic changes over the next several years to adapt to what has just happened. Humanity is not dealing with this virus for that long. Although the virus will be arriving in waves, the second wave that would typically hit around autumn would be about 3 times the size of the first wave. However, this is actively being worked on, and we do not expect it to be that difficult. White noise. The magic is starting to return to Earth, and it's long overdue, dear ones. It's bringing together connections of humanity, the human heart, and the spirits from home. If you also look at it from the Earth's perspective, external vibrations ceased quite suddenly. The planet has been under major stress for hundreds of years, then suddenly it's released. On Earth, you have an agency of the American government called the U.S. Geological Service. One of the things they do is to measure the vibrations of planet Earth. By doing this, they can chart different patterns related to weather as well as seismic and volcanic activity. We're not just talking about the Schumann resonance. We're talking about actual vibratory patterns of the planet itself. It's an interesting because they can see layers of movement and can even interpret what each line means. Now, down at the bottom is this entire area that was simply called white noise. Because it was static, it was an accepted anomaly. Then, suddenly, people stopped driving their cars and leaving their homes. And when they stopped doing those things, guess what happened to that bottom layer of white noise? It went away. For the first time, now they even know how to measure the level of harmony, or should we say disharmony, of the collective vibration of humanity. It's a different measurement before, and many are not even aware that it's actually a measurement at this point. Still, we find it quite fascinating. Earth reset. So many of these things are finally starting to be uncovered. The predictions that we've made about your societies and your economies are all starting to unfold and come true. The Earth is making her voice heard, is she not? Things are now taking a different tone. She has also reset her rhythm during the beautiful moments of silence, which has allowed her to shift to a new path. Planet Earth moves very slowly in comparison to humans, who move rather quickly. Even with the many changes, most humans are going right back to the same things that they were doing before. So now the idea is to find what you need to do. Watch for those changes and be prepared to move in this new world, perhaps even in a different way. Many of you have gone through these different levels and found it necessary to protect yourself because of the incredible empathy that you carry. Remember, dear ones, the same empathic abilities allow you to tap into other people's energies. You can even feel the white noise that the U.S. Geological Service has measured. One moment you feel it, then suddenly you don't. What would it be like if you went back to your job and society and everything remained calm, completely in harmony? The possibilities lie ahead for all of you, dear ones. Remember the silence. You're learning incredible things during this time. Not only are you figuring out how to make your homework, crossing those boundaries, communicating in different ways, but you're also learning how to be by yourselves. You're discovering the essence of you by getting rid of all that white noise. Trust that you will emerge from this fairly quickly, even though it won't be the same. Everything is changing and shifting, and each one of you will go back into it. You'll have opportunities to find a better match for who you are energetically and in everything that you do. There will be more support for your spirit pretending to be human. Dear ones, the days in front of you offer all kinds of opportunities that you've never had before. The Earth is actually providing them for you as she resets her rhythm. The new realm. In a sense, you've had this time to slow down and reset your own energies. You've had the opportunity to clear your own white noise, if you will. These are the days of clarity. For as you transition back, you are creating an entirely new realm. You're walking into a different situation, which is why we have brought you to the SAOTO to start experiencing what life can be like in a higher vibrational body. You're moving very quickly, and it's quite magical. We watch in amazement at the incredible energies that you are all moving. Please stay out of fear whenever possible. Know that it's a beautiful game that you are playing. When we get you home, we will show you that game, and the path that you left behind will show you how life is different because of the way that you graced planet Earth and touched so many beings with your beauty. Know that you're never alone. You have beings all around you in every moment. You are filled with light and love. Pass it on to everyone that you can and hold it deep within your being. Know that for this moment, the white noise is rebuilding. It's time now to start reassessing and reasserting and bringing the new rhythm to planet Earth. It's with the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity. It's a new realm. Play well together. Aspavo, dear ones. I am the keeper of time.